Pulse. And it's Friday, so that means it's all about your hot takes. Maybe a few of mine. So, before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that if you are interested in some of the one-shot energy chews that you probably see me talking about on TikTok or YouTube, they're one of my sponsors. So if you use coupon code N64Josh, you can save 10% at checkout. And I highly recommend these things. One, I don't recommend anything I don't use myself. I just tried the mango orange. They are delicious. Really, really liked them. And all the flavors are stellar. But the mango orange and then the lemon lime are my top two. And then the blue raspberry is my third. As far as the energy chews go. Now, they just introduced voice drops as well. And that is for podcasters, streamers, singers. If you just need something to kind of, you know, improve your throat health, or maybe you don't want your voice going out while you're performing or doing shows, whatever the case may be, these are for you. Check them out. They just launched, and I got Crawler and I got to have them at TwitchCon when they were just starting to announce these things. Well, they're finally out in stores, and before I start recording, I always take, I've been taking one of these things, and they help quite a bit. So again, oneshotenergy.com, oneshotenergy.com, coupon code N64Josh. Now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get into these takes. So I put out some short form videos like TikTok, YouTube shorts, that kind of thing. They go everywhere, right? And so I have hot takes from all over the internet. And some of them hotter than others. Some of them not as hot. Some of them are like, you could tell they're coming right at me. They're coming for me. So, and that's fine. That's the whole purpose of this Player Pulse. Like, we're going to do at least one topic a week that everybody can discuss, but then I want your hot takes. If you think, you know, the Wii U was the best system that Nintendo ever made, and you've got some strong opinions about it, share that kind of stuff. If you think Nintendo should go strictly become a third party for Xbox and PlayStation, I want to hear it. Like, I want to hear it all. Give me your opinions. I'm gonna reply, respond, react, all the above, right here on these episodes, and they're gonna be fun. So there's some milder ones that came in from TikTok. One was that I think Mario Party 9 or Mario Party 10 is better than Mario Party 9. Now, I had to go and look up like the box art for Mario Party 10 and stuff, because I'm like, I don't even know if I played this. I think I did, but I don't remember for sure, right? So I'm going to take a look at a couple of the maps here. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if it's in my collection. I'd have to go and look. I know for sure that I played Mario Party 9, where everybody was in the car. And to be perfectly honest, not my favorite, right? Mario Party Superstar, when you got to go down the, like, do the raft adventure, I enjoyed that. I thought that was actually pretty good. But I thought being in the car was like, this is kind of lame, where everybody's in the same car. I don't know. It didn't do too much for me, honestly. And, maybe it did for some people, but it really didn't do it for me. And, so I just thought that was kind of a, you know, one of the first takes that I saw as the comments started coming in. Who's Kyle, you guys? Who's Kyle? He's bringing the hot takes that he always likes to bring. And that is that Mario Galaxy is better than Galaxy 2. So him and I disagree on this. I think 2 is better because the to traverse the worlds was less confusing. Like, you didn't have to go into different areas on the map and wonder if you'd been there and hadn't been there. And when I'd gone back to 1, it wasn't as bad as I kind of had remembered. You know how that goes when you go back to older games and maybe you remember them one way, but they're actually a little bit different. I think the most important thing to say for this argument is that both of the games are absolutely stellar, 10 out of 10, amazing. And that's the first thing of note, that they are incredible games. For me, it boils down to Yoshi. A lot of it is Yoshi. Yoshi is nostalgic for me because of Super Mario World. So I will always argue that Super Mario Galaxy 2 is better than 1. But I wanted to open up. I typed it in on Google, and it brought me over to our Nintendo on Reddit, and I wanted to see there's a discussion over there, and it's from 8 years ago, but I just wanted to get some other opinions here. So it starts off, it says, there seems to be a common opinion that Super Mario Galaxy 2 is superior to its predecessor due to the increasingly creative level design and of the courses, that they're supposedly possess more variety. However, it is my opinion that the original is far superior simply for its incredible story and central hub. And I think the story sets the tone for a more intriguing adventure quest. Does anyone agree? And I get that argument. I hear that argument. I get it. I don't remember playing Galaxy all that much for the story. I don't think it was like something that really pulled me in or really grabbed me all that much. It was the gameplay. It was watching Mario run around on the planets and just do the, like, some of the power-ups and just like just how cool everything was. Like, it just felt very, very Nintendo, right? 2 just made it better, in my opinion. It's not, you know, it's sometimes in when it comes to games, that is the case. The sequels are better. Not always, but for me, 2 is always gonna be better. But I'm gonna look at some of the comments here. It says both equal. First goes, the first gets my vote for being the original and most groundbreaking for its time, also has a better hub. The second one has a surprising amount of newness and introduces Yoshi. Both are must own for Wii owners. 1000% agree. I would agree, but Galaxy's weightier narrative elements and better atmosphere put it over the edge for me. Plus, Buoy Base is one of my favorite levels ever. So that's pretty cool. You know, it's not that there's any bad arguments here. Like, I think this is one that really just boils down to probably a little bit of nostalgia. Also, just, you know, what really pulled you in about each of those games. If you're like me, and you know, I'm probably a little bit, maybe I'm a little bit strange, but when it comes to Mario games, I'm not really playing them for the story, right? And when a new character comes along, usually they're a one and done, like the Brutals in Odyssey or something. I wasn't even sure if Rosalina was going to be somebody we would ever see again. So I'm like, why get invested in this character? And, you know, lo and behold, thankfully she's a regular part of the universe now. And I need to go back and play it again. Who knows? Maybe that'll be on my bucket list this year, is to play 1 and 2 again and see which one I prefer. Who knows? So, and one more comment from the Reddit here, the subreddit. It says the gameplay of Galaxy 2 is better and more refined, but the first one was more innovative and atmospheric. So there you go. There's great arguments for both on this one. So it's a hard, to like really have a, you know, a real hard stance on it. There's not like, it's not like looking at Super Mario Brothers 1 versus Super Mario Brothers 2, where it's like, well, I mean, really Mario 1 is probably better than 2 because it plays like a traditional Mario game where you stomp on enemies and, you know, play Mario the way it's supposed to be played. I know it's the first game, but I mean, when you look at 3, it's like, oh, not many elements from 2 came over because 2 wasn't even technically a Mario game. It was Doki Doki Panic. So I could see differences there between Galaxy 1 and 2. It's a little tougher to differentiate between both those games because they're both so good. Now let's head over to X, shall we? Because we got some hot takes over here. First up, my boy, JG, okay, Circus JDG, came out and said, Mario Kart is overrated. Yes, it's fun, but after a bit, eh. What? Have a conversation with my 1,000 hours between the Wii U and the Switch and tell me it's overrated. Are you kidding me? Tell me the game that is the most bought on the Switch is overrated. I think what you're trying to tell me here, and this is all in good fun, is that you're bad at Mario Kart. That's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing from that sentence, is that you're bad at Mario Kart. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's that's all I'm hearing. If you think Mario Kart is overrated, you might be bad at it. I don't know. Again, we're all about the hot takes today. So I'm gonna throw a few out, you know, here and there. Jimmy Pike, long time part of the community. Jimmy Pike, I think my first moderator in Discord, says Diddy Kong Racing was superior to Mario Kart 64. This is a take I'm used to hearing. I enjoy Diddy Kong Racing. I do think it is a good game. I do not for a second think it is a bad game. Do I think it's better than Mario Kart 64? The only reason I'm going to say no is because for me, I put way more hours into 64, Mario Kart 64, than I did a Diddy Kong. Did that mean it wasn't fun? No. The single player, having like an adventure mode and boss fights, all that kind of stuff, I thought that was great. Like I thought it was good. Mario Kart DS took some pages, you know, from that playbook. And I thought it worked well. But for me, other than like the battle mode, this is what I'll say. Battle mode in Diddy Kong for me was a little bit more fun with planes and the hovercraft. But the racing, I don't think could touch Mario Kart 64. I just felt like it was overall tighter and more precise and more fun. But I can see the argument on both for both, okay? Captain Logan, long time listener and sometimes co-host of NPC. Switched, this is all he says. Switch to 1440p, 60 FPS docked, 880p, 60 FPS handheld. That's his hot take right there. The rumors are, you know, that we're going to have a 4K Switch, and that part of their marketing is going to be, you want 4K? Okay. Supposedly that's going to be part of the marketing. Again, is it true? We don't know. If the Switch was only that, if it was only 1440p and 1080 at 60 FPS, I'm here for it. I'll still hook it up to my M Classic more than likely, and let it up res to 4K for me, and I'll be just fine. I'll be just fine. I'm just fine with the Switch. I play Mario Kart. I play Nintendo games that they know how to, they know how to develop for their own systems. Do I want to see some more like stellar third party games make their way to the next Nintendo console? Absolutely, I do. 100%, absolutely, I do. So, you know, hopefully with those specs and you know, hopefully enough RAM and everything else it would need, the Switch will be able to run some third parties relatively smooth as well. Because that's kind of a, it's not like a deal breaker, but I feel like for the, you know, single console homes where the Switch is the single console, you want to be able to have an extensive library, not just first party. So hopefully it's powerful enough that we can get that as well. I love this Twitter account. It's WaveRace64 official. And here's you can only guess. Okay. WaveRace IP deserves another remake, remaster, outing. Nintendo knows it. The world knows it. And the world deserves it, with a wave emoji. And it says, but not based on Blue Storm, because that was crap. Whoa. So many hot takes right here. Like, like, could a jet ski game survive in the modern world? Would people be interested in something like that? I feel like it would, if for it to work, it would need to be relatively fleshed out, and it would need to be called Mario Wave Race. And it would expand the Mario Kart series into jet skis also, to have its own brand. I don't think personally that Wave Race would do so well in the modern era. I think that's why we're not seeing anything else from it. And you know, maybe have an indie studio take something like that, maybe a, you know, Nintendo Extreme Sports, where Wave Race and 1080, maybe there's another Excite Bike, maybe they could put those three together. But again, I think they win in that scenario by putting the Mario name to it. Probably not what Wave Race 64 official wants to hear, but that's what I think would be best for those genres going forward, I think. So, okay, last up here. That was Twitter. Now I'm heading over into the Discord. Guys, there is a spot in Discord that says Players Pulse. Okay. It is underneath the podcast section. It says Players Pulse. This is for you. This is where you can leave these hot takes. I'm going to bounce between my video comments and the Discord. So wherever you want to put your hot takes, that's up to you. It's n64josh.com/discord. If you want to come and, if you want to leave your hot takes over here. This is a weekly show. Fridays are going to be about our hot takes. I'm still going to work to get the news out as well, but I think this is just kind of fun. I want to spice things up a little bit, like, and I think doing something like this is going to really make that happen. So first up, we got Nady Nay says Luigi's Mansion is the best Mario game on the Switch. Wow. As somebody who absolutely adores Odyssey, that's interesting. I don't even consider Luigi's Mansion in the same, they're not the same genre. You basically have a, what do you even call, I mean, it's a survival horror, but I mean, you know, it's not really scary, but it's more like an adventure game, not an action game. Whereas like 3D Mario is like Odyssey is an action event. Like that's just so strange. That's such a strange take. I know he's going to listen to this and have something to say. They're such different games. I think that's one of those scenarios where I think they're both great. Is Luigi's Mansion the best Mario game? there are some, Luigi's Mansion gets some major points for multiplayer. Wish it had more online multiplayer for the offline multiplayer, because the offline stuff is super fun. Eight players running around with the Poltergust, like, just so interesting. But you know what? I can tell you, I know what it is. I saw Nate talking about it last night. He's burned out on the collectathon open world stuff. And I think that's what, I think that's why he prefers, Luigi's Mansion. So I get it. When you're, you know, I have Odyssey gameplay on right now, if you guys are just listening to the audio version, and I'm just running around trying to collect moons. And, again, I'm having a good time with it. I think it's fun, but it can get old, you know, no question there. It can get old. So, so I get it. Luigi's Mansion is the best Mario game on the Switch. Definitely a hot take. And, Brian comes back with the fact. He just says fact. Okay. And then Brian, of course, Wind Waker 2024 in the Discord right now says, the Switch is purely a handheld and it has no business pretending to be a home console. So that is a very hot take. I love the hybrid aspect of the Switch. I think it's fantastic because I can capture gameplay. I can stream. I can play with the community on stream. But I mean, I love winding down at night, getting ready to fall asleep, playing my Switch. I was playing Mario RPG last night, almost through it. I love that they saw the strength in their handheld division and then leaned into it with the Switch and made something that was so successful that we get to see an iteration of it, and hopefully it does as well as this one did. Now there's a lot of people talking about it and how it probably won't. A lot of, even some analysts are saying that there's a, you know, it's an unlikely chance that that the next Switch will outsell the Switch One. And I think Nintendo's going to go very hard with the current Switch and potentially pushing some sales and trying to move that hardware and even that software with player's choice games that will also, you know, they'll probably say works with Switch 2 on the box. And so we might see games like Odyssey and you know, we've talked about, if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, like a bunch of the games that are no longer being printed. I think there's a very real possibility that the artwork on some of the boxes is going to say works on Switch 2. I think that may be the case. So do I completely agree? No. I'm glad we don't just have the Switch Lite and that Nintendo's not just a handheld company, that we still get to play on the TV, because there's still something magical. Like, some of the most fun I've had on Switch, when we did the 400th episode of NPC and we were all together playing on doing, like, you know, couch multiplayer, offline multiplayer, that doesn't happen without it being a console. So I guess depending on what you know, if you, let's say you're mainly a Pokemon fan and that's it, I could totally see just having a Switch Lite and only thinking about it as a home console. And I will tell you that, or as a handheld console, but I will say this, I feel like I don't necessarily switch correctly. And what I mean by that is, because I play with the M Classic, my Switch has always been up-res to 4K. I've always played at 4K. I mean, well, my monitor, I have a 4K monitor that I used to play on, but it's not 120, right? So I mean, it would still work fine. It still worked fine for the Switch, but when I started playing with my Series X, I wanted that faster frame rate. So at that point, I started playing my Switch at 2K, because that's what the resolution of my monitor is. Still looks fantastic. Still very, very happy with it. So yeah, but again, that doesn't happen right out of the box. And I remember when I would like have a Switch set up without the M Classic, it does not look nearly as good. And so I get it. That's why I say I may not switch correctly, if you guys are getting what I'm saying. So there was a reply from Armando in the Discord. It said, tell that to my broken Joy-Cons. And so let's see. Oh, Nate's got a few more here. It says the Switch only sold so many units because it was cheaper than the competition at the time. Ooh, okay. So it's strictly based on price, not on the quality of software or anything like that. Because I have personal friends who had not bought a Nintendo console probably since the Wii, some of them even the 64, that were like, yo, this Switch is looking pretty good. And I think because it had enough buzz and enough people were picking it up, talking about it, that kind of thing, it was doing well before the pandemic, you know. And then he also says, speaking of the pandemic, Animal Crossing would have sold 15 million if it wasn't for COVID. And I think there's a chance that may be the case. If everybody wasn't, you know, forced to be at home with not a lot to do, couldn't go to work, we were kind of stuck. Animal Crossing kind of gave us all a way of escaping a little bit. So I get it. I get it. The game may have inflated numbers due to the pandemic. That could be a very real thing. But I will say this. I'm grateful for the numbers that it had, because it means that Nintendo is going to be taking the franchise very serious. Not that they weren't taking it very serious before, but I believe that now there is a very, very healthy and very large community eagerly waiting for that next game. And I hope Nintendo puts all the love into the next game in that series. But that is going to do it, you guys, for this Player's Pulse. Again, I want the spiciest hot takes that you guys have. Something rubs you the wrong way, something you don't like, say it. Like, share your opinion. It's a safe. Are we going to all agree? No. Does that mean we can't talk through it, like talk about it and still be friends at the end of the day? We absolutely can. That's what makes this fun. Like, you know, I remember listening to podcasts where it was like the host would say something and I would be literally like yelling at them, right? It makes it fun, makes it a little more enjoyable. And so this is for you guys to have a voice, really be heard. And I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say. I'm going to get topics are going to be going out on Monday for Wednesday's Player Pulse. And so you guys can answer that question. The best place, guys, to have everything concise for me is going to be in Discord, but I'm going to be promoting this with short form videos as much as I can, just to continue getting more listeners, more people involved. And before I go, I do want to shout out The Dirt, which is the Mario Kart podcast. I'm recording episode 4 this weekend, which is all about the competitive side of Mario Kart and learning the terms. So I have a blog post going up on n64josh.com. We're going to be looking at those terms. And if you subscribe on Twitch, TikTok, if you're a member on YouTube, I am going to fire up the Patreon again for just $5. And that is going to put you in what's called the Kart Club, where we're going to be doing like roundtable discussions that I will be recording and put on the podcast feed and on YouTube. And that is only for Kart Club members. So if you want to be a part of that, you want to get in on the Mario Kart scene, you're also going to have an exclusive members only tournament that we'll be racing, that the tournament code is only for Kart members. So that again is tied to any of your subscriptions, whether it be TikTok, Twitch, a member on YouTube, or Patreon. And they're not all set up yet, but you can get in right now by subbing on Twitch or on TikTok. So thank you guys so much for listening. You all are amazing, and bring those spicy takes, because I want to hear from you. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.